Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's our favorite day of the week, Tuesday. Thank you so much for tuning in for the Dumper Ground. I'm your host, Makisha Clayton Lee. You know, I'm a certified life coach. I personally want to thank each and every listener who's taken their time out of your busy day to log in and listen to my live shows. As this month, we're talking about nonprofits and how, as a community, we can pour into their nonprofits. They're going to be sharing their mission, their vision, and how, as a community, we can pour into their needs. So that's the most important thing for July and August. Enough about me. I created this platform to be a listening ear, a safe place where people can dump off their problems and pick up some solutions. I'm Coach Lee, here to prepare you for the game of life. You know my saying, there's greatness on the inside of each and every one of us. But to get to that next level, we all need that push. But again, tonight I have this amazing young lady that I'm interviewing. I've been knowing her for a long, long time, and I'm actually super, super proud of her, the accomplishments that she has, and it's just pretty amazing. My favorite quote is, I do not despise small beginnings, because it says, do not despise small beginnings, because, you know, everything starts off with prayer, a vision, and execution, and with those three ingredients, you can develop and grow anything. So I feel like this young lady has this, and she have the what she's developed. And I just am so pleased and honored to be able to interview her and give her opportunity to share about her platform, share about her nonprofit, and again, how as a community we can pour into this nonprofit. Because right now, I know with COVID, everybody is freaking out, like, I don't have money, I don't have this. But guess what? You have time and talent. So maximize your time and your talent to help someone when, you know, as you try to find for a job or different things like that, that can help you come out of certain situations of depression and different things. Serving others will give you a better perspective on life versus us just wallowing. And I feel like this is just a great time for us to just pour back into our community and to help each other, build each other up, because where there's unity, God commends his blessings. So tonight, I have an amazing young lady. I'm going to read a couple of things about her bio, and then I'll bring her on air so she can speak to us tonight. All right? So let's get her bio. I just had it. What are you doing, Makisha? All right. Her name is Dr. Trenise White Foster. She is the founder and executive director of Raising Beautiful Butterflies. She is a wife and a mother, and she has one daughter, and most importantly, a believer in God. She's a believer of God because he believed in her when she didn't believe in herself and save her from being just another statistic. She grew up in New Orleans, where she found what it's like to be broken and still trying to live. As someone who has faced and overcame bullying growing up and struggles with her own self-esteem, she was forced to ignore and suppress many situations that have been traumatic for her, forcing her to grow up before her time. We can all attest to that. She walked around in shame because of circumstances she had no control over. She's recognized early on the education and her way out. She took it upon herself to apply for numbers of HBCUs with no guidance, understanding that if she wanted a better life, she had to fight for it, and she has fought. She has a bachelor of BA in political science from Tuskegee University. She's a graduate degree in business and public administration from the University of Phoenix, a PhD in public administration, law, and public policy with Walden University. Again, like I said, this young lady I've been knowing for years. I've worked with her, and she has amazing work ethics. And I was super proud and honored to be able to, again, use my platform to assist her and to pour into her. And her name, again, is Trenise, and I will be bringing her on air. Miss Trenise, all right, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Ms. Janice. Thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. This has been, like I said, I see your baby, and you've grown it so much, and I just want to give you an opportunity to share with us your mission, your vision, and how, as a community, we can pour into your nonprofit, make it grow and develop and blossom. So if you can just share something, share those principles with us so we can put our boots on the ground.
All right. Raising Beautiful Butterflies' mission is to educate and empower girls ages 4 to 21 by inspiring them to recognize and embrace their own potential, to be confident, self-sufficient, unique, determined, and powerful in their lives as well as in their communities while encouraging sisterhood. Mm-hmm. My vision for this organization is to be the hub for inspiring, uplifting, rebuilding, empowering her, and transforming a generation of girls and young women through affirming beauty, vibrancy, encouragement, and education so that they have the confidence to make positive life choices as they prepare for the next chapter in their lives. And that's mm-hmm. our vision and mission.
That's good. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. How many young ladies do you physically have right now, or are you looking for? I'm sorry, I'm just jumping the gun. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Ask away.
No, so how many young girls are you mentoring right now or are developing right now? So how many mentors you have? Do you need mentors? Like, how do your process work?
Yes. Currently, we are in need of a couple of volunteers. We're in need of mentors. We're in need of board members, which would mm-hmm. serve 1 to 5 hours a month. We need mentors mm-hmm. who can serve 1 to 5 hours a month, a volunteer coordinator, grant writers, anybody who would love to speak and pour into our girls, a workshop facilitator, and speak on things such as self-esteem, STEM, okay. financial literacy. So we also need a social media coordinator and a fundraising coordinator. And for all our mentors, we ask that you at least commit to a year, and as well as our board members, a minimum of a year commitment. And in our grant writers, we're looking for somebody who can support our work, that we're out mm-hmm. in for ongoing funding, research, and composing compelling grant proposals. So that's what we are currently in need of now.
Okay.
And all our volunteers.
Okay,
go ahead.
So you said, I'm just, because I'm making notes, girl. I'm sorry.
you're fine.
You need mentors. You need a member. How many board members do you need?
We're currently looking for 4 to 5 board members to add to what we currently have.
Okay.
To
and
advise,
you want
to govern
your commitment, right?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, and we're basically looking for board members who can advise, govern, and oversee the policies and direction of the organization and assist with the leadership and general promotion of Raising Beautiful Butterflies.
That's amazing. I have one person in mind. I'm going to reach out to them as soon as we – I'm like, I have somebody that would be
awesome.
To help you. Yeah, so that's why this is the purpose of this month for July and August is to – you know, help people. If we don't have, because, you know, everybody has the excuse of, I don't have money. Well, guess what? You have amazing talents, right? We have so many talents that God has blessed us with. We have so many talents and we have time, right? You can carve out about 30 minutes of your day to engage into helping an organization that's going to build something that's going to leave a legacy for other people. You know, it's going to leave a legacy. So that's going to help you and build up your confidence as a person to feel like, hey, I have done something on this earth. I was a producer. I wasn't just a consumer. So I know a few people that will be able to commit to you and help you build this thing because I think it's pretty amazing. I saw you on social media the other day, and you were putting together book bags. So tell me about that.
We currently have, actually, we're actually doing two book bag drives. The first one is this Sunday, July 26th. So basically, I partnered with 12 other amazing organizations within the metropolitan Atlanta area. So we're all coming together to give over 1,000 book bags to kids in metro Atlanta. We will also receive donations from Cobb County to provide the kids with masks. We also got a donation from a publisher, so our second through fifth grade will receive books because reading is very important to us. We also got donations in from Target, Walmart, Academy, and the list goes on.
Oh, that's amazing.
And
so you're not playing no games.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
I'm so excited
also,
for you.
For our middle school students, male and female, we will be providing them with hygiene bags. For our males, we're giving deodorant, toothbrush, and toothpaste. For our females, we have sanitary napkins, panty liners, wipes, deodorant, toothbrush, and toothpaste. Yes. Yes.
That is so amazing.
Yes, and some of the book bags also have lunch boxes. Binders, paper, pens, just anything that you can think of. Although many kids will be learning virtually, we found that, you know, that to make it feel normal for them, that we would give the supplies regardless. And especially, you know, with COVID, and we just felt that we can support any way we could. And that was behind it. Because right now there has never been a greater opportunity to make an impact in the lives of our children. So that was our reasoning behind it. And so
that's a good.
Also for the kids, which is also, this is going to be a free event next Friday. It's a virtual back to school jam. We have DJ Rockwell coming on Zoom. There's going to be club Zoom for the kids of all ages because the music is going to be clean. We're going to do a few door prizes. Not sure what those door prizes look like as of yet, or we're still calling in for donations for the for that. So if anybody want to donate gift cards of any amount or any restaurants or anything around the Atlanta metro area, feel free to do so.
Right.
Also, in Henry County, we have another back-to-school giveaway, which will be August 1st in Henry County. Simpson Mills Subdivision. We'll be doing 100 book bags for this drive. August 22nd, we'll be out feeding the homeless again. So if you want to volunteer or if you want to donate peanut butter and jelly, you can also do that or any snacks or bottle of water. Christmas, we will be selecting two families to, 13 organizations once again are coming together to sponsor two families per organization for Christmas. Going back to November, we will be out again feeding the homeless. And, you know, you can always follow us on social media at Raising Beautiful Butterflies on Instagram and Facebook to stay abreast of our current events.
That is amazing. I have wrote down all this stuff, girl, that you're saying. I told you when we started, I was like, I got to get my pencil and my notepad right beside me so I can write all this stuff down. So, okay, so my question, you said you're having a back-to-school DJ thing. What date is that again? I'm sorry. I didn't get that date.
Friday, July 31st.
All right, July the 31st. And it's a Zoom. And then you're going to have giveaways, right? All right.
Yeah.
And you need donations. All right. That is pretty awesome. So, Trenise, I am super stoked for you, man. I'm so happy. Like I said, I remember working with you, and you were pushing with the school girl. You did more school. You and LaShawn Hollis in school, honey. Y'all are the beast in school. It was just no surprising when I seen you had your PhD. That did not surprise me at all. So I was like, that is so her, right? So I wish you much success on that, man. And I know your heart is to reach out and to help people and build them up. And I, like I said, I just want to make sure I use my platform to partner up with you to make sure people I know that can. I saw one of my Facebook friends. She donated money to you. I actually had her on my show. She is a entrepreneur. She created face masks COVID even hit. So 10 days before COVID case, the first COVID case, God gave her a vision to create face masks. And she was only creating face masks because she's a traveler. And she says she always would get by people who were sick. And she just wanted for people to kind of, protect themselves when they're on airplanes, because she traveled mostly all of the countries, right? And she's like, I just wanted to be safe. But 10 days before they reported a COVID case, God poured a vision into her, all this stuff with face masks and all these different things. So, I saw her donate. I was like, boy, when we put it out there, boy, we really can come together. We can be, it's greatness in numbers. And like I said, I just want to be a vessel to help partner with many people to leave a legacy for our kids, you know what I'm saying? So they can have something that they can continue to have their own and continue to build off of, you know? So, I could see your little young lady, because you handed the baton down to her, because I see her energy and how you exposed her to so many different diversities. And I so appreciate that, because our kids, they need to be diversified. Like, I feel like that's going to help them grow in life, right? To be exposed to different cultures and different things, that just helps them develop and grow them. So I've been watching you.
Yes, ma'am, because, you know, I'm always saying that girls are the most powerful and untapped forces on the planet. And I just feel, you know, as a community, we must invest in our girls, because it's an investment in our communities. And we need to reimagine a world where children are supported by communities of individuals with their best interests at heart. And that child that is not embraced by the community will burn that community down. So
that's true.
You know,
that's true. That is so true. And I'm going to reach out to my couple of people that I know that would be great mentors and great, especially for your board member. I know somebody recently that I'm going to reach out to and say, hey, I think this would be a great opportunity for you. And I will be posting again tonight when the show's over all your needs, you know what I'm saying, that and we're praying that the right people be not only a hearer but a doer, because it's okay to be a spectator, but it's time to be a participator. It's time for us to really get in the game and get out of ourselves and build something. Like, it's time, right? This is, especially now with COVID, it looks like we probably be going back on stay home. So what better chance to occupy your time and your talents with pouring into somebody that you can pick up a Zoom call or pick up a phone or meet with somebody to help build them and make them better. You know what I'm saying? So that's my goal with my platform, is to just be able to be a help, be able to be that bridge to cross over and help us as a community pour into each other. That's where the blessing is when we start investing in each other. You know what I'm saying? So that's my goal. Do you have any other things you want to share? Do you have any books coming out or anything like that amazing happening in your life?
I'm toying with a book idea. I really am. I really am toying with that idea. It'll be a children's book for my daughter. So I am toying with the idea. And
that's so cute.
Yes. And I guess also, too, I want to mention that for the nonprofit itself, we'll be coming out with a puberty subscription box, because one of the many programs that we offer is a puberty class for girls that, you know, ages 8 to 13 and their moms. It helps break the ice on the conversation around puberty. And also we have a lot of hands-on activities. So be on the lookout for our puberty subscription box.
That's gonna be amazing, because you have a lot of parents that, because like even for me, my daughter is 21, and that was a hard subject to kind of dive into, you know. So to have tools to help you to break that ice, that's a great thing, Trenise. I think you're on the right path, girl. You're on the right path. And like I said, I just want to make sure that we all tune in and help assist you, get you to that next level, and get your needs met. Because it's a lot of people on that has talent that can run your social media, volunteers, mentors that will just can come and help you, come and walk alongside you, and continue to make your organization amazing, man. We can do that. So. Yes, I'm just praying that the right people, the right time, and I think we're in the right season for this to happen. So if we don't have anything else, do you have anything else before we sign up? Go ahead.
Yes, I'm going to say this one thing, too. If anybody has, we have a program, Project GLOW, where we assist Metro Atlanta students who are financially disadvantaged and unable to attend their prom. We're currently collecting clean, new and gently used prom dresses, formal gowns, cocktail dresses, new and used shoes, accessories such as handbags, clutches, jewelry, any gift cards to local restaurants, hair salons, nail salons. I know many of our teens was unable to participate in prom this year, but I'm quite sure many of you purchased dresses. So if you want to make a donation to our organization with those dresses, we would truly appreciate it.
Girl, my daughter got so many dresses for this daggone prom and stuff that for 4 years, every year, they have homecoming and all this different stuff. I'm about to go. If she ain't throwing them away, you about to get all these dresses.
Yes, ma'am. We'll take them all.
You
better
get all of them. Because that's all these as parents, that's all we do. You will see when you get to that age with your daughter in high school and stuff. Every year, homecoming, they want a new dress. Prom, they want it. So you definitely should be able to get some stuff out of me. I just got to go check in her closet and make sure she and I already gave them away. But I saw one the other day. So we definitely will be helping you on that one too. But we will be partnering up with you too to make sure you're successful. Okay.
Yes, well, ma'am. Thank you so much for this platform.
No problem. So all hearts and minds are clear. Trenise, it's been an amazing time talking with you and connecting with you. I will post all the needs that you have and everything so people can tune in and they can also, again, be a help and help your organization and make sure that you are successful, because we're in this together, girl. We're in this together and we have to pour into our community so we can stay strong. So
yes,
that's
ma'am.
All I have
Praise
tonight, Trenise. Yes,
Thank
ma'am.
You so
we,
much.
It's strength in numbers. And again, I wish you nothing but success and blessings unlimited, sweetie, okay?
Okay, thank you. You have a blessed
night. Okay, thank you so much. Until next time, everybody, have a great night.